Hey everybody, it's Ruby Ryder. This is my very first question and answer podcast. I've wanted to do this for a long time, so I'm quite excited about it, and I've got some way cool questions from you guys. Okay, let's get right to it. Okay, quick question for you. My significant other and I have recently gotten into pegging, but I want it more than she does. And I have flat out told her about some of the strap-on fantasies that I have, such as being surprised with a peg session before bed, having her wear it under her clothes around the house for a short time, even some light bondage. I know she enjoys it. She turns into a slip and slide during our sessions, but I just don't know how to encourage her to be more aggressive in our sexy times and pegging. Any suggestions? Help. Okay, reader. You know, for some women, it just takes time and encouragement to uncover a little bit of dominance. Some women never do. So if she's showing some signs of it, of like grabbing a little bit of control, count your blessings. Here are some suggestions. Talk with her and tell her that you want to do a trade. You'll give her a night of all the special sexy things she loves, and it would be all about her. And in exchange, you'd like her to try ramping it up a little bit in the pegging territory. But, you know, before you talk to her, let me tell you some things so that you can understand a little bit from her side of things. You know, and I don't know your significant other, but I'm assuming that we have some similarities. We're both women. We're both into pegging. And when a woman first starts to do pegging, they're not used to doing the skill of pegging to begin with. And so it's a learning process. Some women feel very self-conscious about it. The other thing they feel self-conscious about is wearing the strap-on itself. I know that's kind of silly from a man's point of view who loves pegging, because every man I've ever spoken to who enjoys pegging, or even who just fantasizes about it and hasn't tried it yet, says that seeing a woman with a strap-on is like one of the sexiest things ever. But for women, it's different. You know, we strap it on and we've got something hanging there, and we've never had something hanging there. So, you know, you got to give her a little bit of time to get used to that. Encourage her, tell her she looks gorgeous, awesome, and that, you know, you're practically going to come just looking at her. So that will ease any concern she might have. But do keep in mind that she's learning a new skill. Fucking takes skill. You guys rock. I say this in all my classes. It takes skill, it takes balance, it takes grace, it takes strength, it takes endurance, I mean, yeah. And it takes multitasking, too. And women doing pegging are actually going to experience far less multitasking than men do, because we don't have the added factors of making sure we don't come too soon, keeping it hard, and making sure we're having a good time. I mean, yeah, when you put all that together, you guys totally rock. So fucking is something that we have to learn how to do. It's not as easy as just strapping it on and boom, boom, we're in there. So given that she's already learning that skill and she's a beginner at it, you're also asking her to look inside and find a little dominance, which may indeed might be there. But that in itself is a skill. That in itself is filled with times when you're a little bit... you're feeling silly when you do certain things for the first time. You're kind of feeling your way in there and trying to figure out how it goes. Ideally, give her some specifics. I say this because I run into women who are trying to figure out how to be dominant. They want to be, but they're really not sure how to do it. So the more specifics you give her, the better. And I'm not talking about, you know, say this and then say that and get too detailed, because that would be kind of weird. But what you can do is, for example, tell her that you want her to tie you to the bed and provide her with the restraint system to do it. Tell her you want her to spank you if that's something that gets you off. Tell her you want her to bend you over the kitchen sink and fuck you while you're making dinner wearing nothing but an apron. I mean, whatever it is that you're sort of fantasizing about, give her the general idea to make sure that she's got the input of, you know, so she doesn't have to make it all up herself. Because in the beginning of this, making it all up yourself is a tough thing to do. It sounds like it's just going to take a little time. Basically, many women discover hidden dominance they didn't know they had, but is learning another skill alongside of the pegging. So can one enhance the other for some couples? Sure, absolutely it can. And it sounds like that's what you want. But it just takes communication, time, patience, suggestions, feeling silly, trying things out, support, and gratitude. So just, you know, ease on in there and give it some time. And good luck. And write and tell me how it goes. Always. Okay, next question. I've been looking around quite a bit to see if I could find a harness that sits low enough to accommodate a field doe. Haven't seen anything definite, but wondered if you knew of one. My wife and I have done quite a bit of anal play, but not with an actual strap on. She doesn't like the way most cheap harnesses look and function, and is apprehensive about the cost of high-end models. While it is a gift for me, I think she'd also enjoy one that will work and look good. Any thoughts? Okay, first of all, you've got the double-ended dildo. That's what a field doe is. So there are some harnesses that will work with that and some harnesses that will not. Any harness with a solid back to it obviously will not. What I found when I was looking around on the internet is a website called blowfish.com, B-L-O-W-F-I-S-H, just like it sounds, blowfish.com. They sell sex toys. It looks like they're in transition with their website, but when I got there, I clicked on sex toys, which took me to a list of things that had double-ended silicone dildos. I clicked on that. And what they have is a cool thing that it's another little link. You have to kind of look for it, but it's up near the top, and it says harness recommendations. Now, since they are selling the real dough and the variations of it, the field dough, they have harness recommendations for what will work with it and what won't. And obviously, they're selling those there, too. But a couple of those harnesses do have a back panel that is removable. And I know that they're sold in other places, too. To corset harness, and I think a vibrating harness, things like that. But they also have some other ones there that will absolutely work with a double-ended dildo. Now, you mentioned your wife might like one that looks good. I have a recommendation that I have not tried out yet, but it looks like it would work fabulously, and they're gorgeous harnesses, and they seem to be getting good recommendations, or good reviews, excuse me. And it's called Velvet Nest. Great name, huh? VelvetNest.com. And they're gorgeous fabric harnesses that everybody says are sturdy, washable, they stay on well, and they are beautiful. So you might want to check that out. One that I can personally recommend is Spare Parts Harnesses. And in particular, the jock or the joke or however they pronounce it. They probably wouldn't call it joke. I shouldn't say that. it's spelled J-O-Q-U-E, so the jock, maybe. Let's put a little French accent on there. That works fabulously for the double-ended dildos. And that O-ring in the front of that harness will stretch large enough to accommodate anything up to a 2-inch. So your field dough is going to work just fine in there. And again, they're made really sturdy, they're a really well-made product, and washable, ultimately comfortable, really, really comfortable. So I very highly recommend that. And then, I don't know, I figured I'd throw one more thing in there as a possibility, just in case this is something that appeals to your wife. Aslan Leather makes a bunch of different harnesses that are potentially compatible. Pretty much anything with a hole that goes all the way through can be compatible, but you do have to be careful because it has to be adjustable so that the harness fits down far enough. And the thing is that as women, we're all built a little bit differently, so it's kind of, you can't make an across-the-board thing with those leather harnesses that much. They do have one that, on one website I found that it specifically recommended this particular one for use with a double-ended dildo. And it's the Aslan leather harness called the Slick Jock. Now, the cool thing about this is that it's actually rubber. So it's really, really sturdy. And of course, you know, cleans up fine. But the cool thing is that it, you know, water play. Hello. You know, you could actually have that in the bathtub. You could use it in the shower. It would work perfectly. So whereas leather can be yummy and wonderful and lovely, other materials have their advantages. If she's really the fashion-minded, I'd go for either the spare parts or the velvet nest. And again, let us know how it goes. Let us know what you get. Okay. This question is actually related very much to the last one. Hi, Ruby. I really love your site. I have a suggested topic for the frequently asked questions section. Harness dildo positioning. How and where should the dildo sit on the woman? So this is a little bit related to the last one, but it's also, there's some other information here. That is such an individual question, because first of all, do you have a double-ended dildo or do you have a flared base dildo? That's going to make a difference. With the flared base dildos, with the flared base dildos, they can sit higher if that's what you want. Some women enjoy being able to push with that part of their pubic bone and find they can have a little more thrust. Other women, it's really critical for the contact to be against their clit so they can actually have a chance to get off. And some women enjoy having that pressure against the clit with the base of the harness, so you would want it to fit lower. And, you know, with the double-ended, it has to fit lower because you've got that other end going up inside of you. Sometimes when people want equipment advice for the first time they're buying things, I ask if the woman involved is either clit-oriented or G-spot-oriented. And if she's real G-spot-sensitive, then those double-ended ones seem to do a great job. The Fieldo, I believe, is the only one that has vibrating possibilities, and a lot of women have said, yeah, you know, not that big of a deal, it's not that powerful, and the placement of it isn't as good as it could be, and then there are other women that love it. And then there are other women who they're much more clit-oriented in terms of their orgasm. So if that's what you've got, then you want to try either having that flared base against your clitoral area, and then you can even incorporate other things like the spare parts jock harness. No, wait, I still said it wrong. Jock, that's it. The spare parts jock harness. The newer ones actually have two, not just one, but two little pockets sewn in the back of that fabric harness. And those are for your bullet vibes. And there's two because, like we just mentioned, all women are built differently. So, you know, one of those might be in a better position than the other once you get that harness on, and that's where you want to put it. You know, I was thinking about this the other night, and I thought, or you could have two of them, and you could put two bullet vibes in there. You know, that's something I might try, because I have one of those. I was given a gift of that harness by a friend of mine who has a store here close to where I live that I'll be teaching a class at. And it's a really special one because it's a spare parts harness, but it has leopard print material on it, which is just rocking. And I didn't know at the time that that was actually an exclusive for this friend of mine for her store. And she is actually online, too. I'd like to give her a little shout-out. It's Kama Sutra Closet. She's got a fabulous selection of some of the best toys you can imagine. So she told me that if I wanted to give her my harness, that she would send it back to the factory and they'd put those pockets in there. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. As soon as I can bear to be parted from it for a while. Okay, so last question. Actually, it's not just one question, it's a number of them. Reading your posts, both here and on Tribes. Oh, you know, I want to mention that on Yahoo Tribes, I moderate a group over there called Pegging 101. This is for any of you listeners who are into just vanilla pegging. And when I say vanilla, What I mean is that you don't connect out pegging with some of the other kinks that some people do, be it dominance, humiliation, impact play. There's a variety of different things. No judgment here. Whatever you're into is what you're into. But this particular group, it was pretty obvious that there was no place on the internet for just couples who like pegging just by, you know, like having sex. And there's really no other role play feminization that they have with it, that they enjoy with it. So this provides sort of a safe space for them. And anybody who's interested in that type of thing, that really wants to get away from all the other kink that many times gets associated with pegging, come on over, because it's a friendly place over there. And we welcome any kind of questions you've got. Okay, getting back to the questions. Reading your posts, both here and on Tribes, leaves the impression that you have been at your craft for some time now. I can't help but wonder how you were introduced to pegging. Were you actively researching, extremely curious, and did you initiate the first experience, or did a very liberated man facilitate your initial foray into pegging? Okay, for those first two questions, was I actively researching? You know, when I teach my classes, I tell a little bit about my beginnings. I have been into asses for as long as I can remember. My parents actually had penthouse forum letters on the coffee table when I was about 15 or 16, which is pretty interesting and still kind of floors me when I think about it. But I swear to God, I would just flip it right to the anal section of letters. So I've always been into asses. I don't recall having a very specific time when all of a sudden this epiphany happened and I realized that I could strap one on and do a guy. That must have happened in there somewhere, but it wasn't anything that I can remember. And I just remember being interested in pegging ever since I can remember. So, did some liberated man, you know, introduce me? Well, in a way, yes, because I was always interested in trying it, and it turned out that he had the equipment. But not going to give him too much credit here, because it was actually a bit of a bad choice in my life. This was not a real fun partner. He was not real safe to be with, and actually turned out to be rather a misogynist. So the other questions that he has, this reader says, I'm also curious about your physiological reactions. Did they exceed expectations, or were they just as you had anticipated? You know, sometimes when you first experience a fantasy, it can be awesome. Unfortunately, because I was with someone who really wasn't very safe to be with, and somewhere deep inside me I knew that, I wasn't really fully into the whole experience. So I can't really say that it wasn't exciting. It was, but I certainly was not experiencing it to the depth that I have, pun intended, that I have been able to more recently. So, you know, first experience, yeah, I kind of really would like to just wipe that off the blackboard and just not even talk about it. But on the other hand, things happen to us in our life for a reason, and they're all things to learn from, so it's okay that that happened. I did sort of file that fantasy away for a while and didn't go back to it until about 5 years ago. And I just kind of looked at my life and went, you know, if not now, when? So let me see what other things you had asked here. You go on to say, my pegging partner is often reluctant to critique her own experiences. I sometimes sense that my total immersion in the intensity of being pegged trumps the clitoral orgasm I provide to my lady, who doesn't enjoy anal stimulation for herself. Her loss, in my humble opinion. One thing to her benefit is that within a couple of days after being pegged, I always provide her with an inspired conventional fuck, her preference, to rival any other. Thanks for any reply you provide. Goodness, you sent me this message a long time ago, sir, and I am going to actually email you and tell you that it's on this podcast. So, sorry it took so long to answer these questions, but yeah, that space of just losing yourself so much in receiving the pegging is something I hear echoed amongst a number of men. And the search for how to have pleasure while pegging a man is something I hear tossed about a lot amongst the women. We're all trying to find the way that works. And I've heard so many different things. I even read a blog of a lesbian doing strap-on play who said that the single strap harness, the one strap that goes right under the genitals and up the crack of your butt, that she didn't actually start to have orgasms until she used one of those because for some reason it rubbed her clit just the right way. There was something about how it sat on her. And, you know, here I am, and I'm advising people don't get those single strap harnesses because the stability isn't as good as a two-strap harness. So, oh goodness, there's so many different ways to do this. There's so many different ways to figure out how to have pleasure. And yeah, a lot of it's mental. I think a lot of it is relaxation. And for us women, we have so much to learn when we're first getting into it that it takes a while to be able to relax. So there's that. Okay, I think that's about it. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of my very first podcast. I am going to do this weekly. So I need questions, people. Send your questions in. Obviously, this is peggingparadise.com. I'm Ruby Ryder. You can also follow me on Facebook. Same thing there, Ruby Ryder. And also I have a Facebook page. You can click the little thumbs up like if you'd be so kind. Ruby Ryder's Pegging Paradise is where I am there. And you can also follow me on Twitter. I have some fun with Twitter. I'm following Dan Savage and Violet Blue and a number of other people, and I'm finally starting to get into the Twitter phenomena. And it's kind of fun. I enjoy it. You never really know what I'm going to put up there during the day. It could be something serious, and it could be a really wonderful picture. I try to warn people. I'm trying to get into the not safe for work thing that I see other posters do, so that you're not opening up a picture on your screen, in your cubicle, with your boss, looking over the the top. Wouldn't want that to happen. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll be back next week. Send me your questions. This is Ruby Ryder. And to the hilt, everybody. That's what I say.